The question is, what was your attitude to everything? If you do not have the right attitude to anything, you can never achieve any level of success. And the truth has to be said, some of you, you are the main cause of your challenge. You are the main cause of your problem. The setback you had, when you look at it in detail, was probably because of your attitude. And I'm sure you've heard the word so many times that your attitude determines your altitude. But what you don't know is that your attitude is you. Your attitude is a reflection of your life. And there are many of you that it is your attitude that ruined your marriage. There is nothing else. It was not the devil. It was not the demon. It was not your village people. But it was just your attitude, your bad attitude of thinking that everything is about you and your selfishness that ruined the ones that loved you. And today, that person you ruined in your marriage is married to somebody and they're having a very formidable life. But your attitude of selfishness was so bad enough that it ruined everything. So I want you to look in details. What were those things that you did that ruined everything? Your attitude was one of them. So, I'm just trying to check with Dozie if you can hear me. So the truth has to be said. If you are going into the new year with that same attitude, it's going to be difficult for you to achieve anything in your life because your attitude has destroyed everything. And you can't grow bigger or faster or do more things better than the level of the attitude you put into them. So the earlier you start to change your attitude, the better it is for you. Some of you know that your attitude stinks. You are praying to God for financial breakthrough in the new year, but they can't trust you with 50,000 naira. You know your attitude to money is bad. You have no discipline with money. Listen, if you don't have discipline with money, you can never amount to anything financially in your life. Because true wealth is earned by having a discipline with how to spend money and use money. So some of you, it's your discipline with money. That's the bad attitude you have. You buy all sorts of things you do not need. You buy every ashoebi possible. It is not every ceremony that they give you ashoebi for you must buy. In fact, if you put together how much you have saved from buying all of this ashoebi, it could have started you a business or it could have put you on the path to having a very good investment. So it is your attitude. Your attitude to money. A lot of you have disappointed those that made you. Anyway, God makes people, but those that helped you, let me rephrase. Because of your character and your attitude to money. Somebody was telling me the other day that they put a man in a workplace. And the reason why he put that man in the workplace was because he was already thinking in his mind that this man will succeed my business. So he was trying to groom the man. And they were looking for money at work. And a company that was worth millions of dollars, this man ruined his chance to be the successor of that company because he stole $10,000. There are some of you, it's just your attitude. You've heard it many times. Your attitude determines your altitude. You see, that word is so powerful. But a lot of you fail to realize that the reason for your problems in life is just purely a case of your attitude. The day you change your attitude, the day life becomes a whole lot better for you. But the problem is, a lot of people are not willing to change their attitude. They are not willing. In fact, they do not deem it fit to change. So sorry, I just want to pick up one of our devices. So sorry, guys. The screen blackout will come up soon. They are not willing to change on anything. And your lack of willingness to change on anything is the reason for your setback in every area of your life. So, no village people are doing you. It is your attitude that you can change. Some of you have never kept any relationship in your life because of your attitude. Women out there, I'd like to talk to you. You see a man and you imbibe this debilitating societal lesson of once a man says he loves you, all your life needs will be solved by that man. I'm sorry, auntie, nobody will ever respect you and take you seriously. Nobody will respect you and take you seriously. You are always demanding. Every time, money. 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 No man will take you seriously because he has not married you in the house. All your life needs are already put on the man. What if he marries you? What happens? And this ideology of his money is our money while you are still dating him, even when you are married to him, you are supposed to be helpmates to each other. What are you bringing to the table? I heard one woman once, and she said, oh, I'm bringing my beauty to the table. The man should be lucky that he's dating a beautiful woman like me. I said, he can never go anywhere with you. She thought I was joking. In a matter of years, it happens. You see, because when I preach these sermons, I keep telling you that there are some attitudes you have today that is bad, that the person you think you're married to today, in the next 5 years, that marriage will break. And it's not that I'm cursing you. It's just because of the experiences of life I've seen. And all of this thing comes back to haunt you one way or the other. So, it's your attitude. The reason why we are where we are today is not because of the attitude of our political office holders. I've always said it, that this stealing bout is not sustainable. Somebody goes to power. This over-reliance of politics to make money. There are some people that are filthy rich today that all their money was made from politics. They couldn't have made it by hard work. There's no business they do. And that's why you see Nigeria is the way it is today. Too many wealth without enterprise. Rent-seeking wealth. A commissioner gave you or a minister gave you an oil block somewhere. That was how you made your money. What work? What produce have you? Nothing. And that's why when people go there, they go there with the mentality of destroy the people. Steal and let the money be for their own personal aggrandizement. No result to show for it. So, the very first thing is your attitude. Your attitude was what ruined your year. There are many things that ought to come your way. Your attitude also involves your capacity to be focused and be patient. Some of the blessings you missed this year was because of your attitude. If you had an attitude of impact to give, you will never be found wanting in the good things of life. But when you have an attitude of always wanting to collect, then it's problematic. So, auntie, the reason why you have not gotten a good man is because your demands are too much. Take me out. How about you saying, let me take the man out? You like the man, he likes you. How about you taking him out for lunch? So, it must always be the man that will take you out every time, Abi. How about you say, okay, let me spend my money on you, like you also spend. Because it's supposed to be some sort of commensalism. We both do for each other. But your attitude always asking urgent 2K was what ruined your year. Because you see, even if the man has money, it gets to a stage, or even if the woman has money, because some men too do this to women, it gets to a stage that something called donor fatigue sets in. You just get tired if you are the one giving every time. They don't give to you in return. They don't give gift to you. It's supposed to be pari passu. Even the men you think have it all also want to be gifted things. Everybody has a need. Everybody wants to be affirmed. So when you look deeply, your attitude was probably one of the biggest things that militated against you. Your attitude to work, there are a lot of you that you don't like to go to work. You must like work. Yes, work is not easy, but you must like work. What is work? The constant devotion and commitment. I mean, most times, it's not always easy for me to get up here every Sunday morning, but I'm devoted to the dream of God through this platform, and I don't take it for granted. Yesterday, I was speaking at the Dominican University in Ibadan. I'm going to play excerpt of that sermon for you all over again. It was Understanding the Future. Across this week, I was in Awka. I also spoke in Asaba this week, where I gave a speech on Nelson Mandela and the effect of peace. I gave a goodwill message at the 10th anniversary of Nelson Mandela at the Nelson Mandela Garden. Some of those excerpts will be played for you here. We had the former governor of Delta State. I spoke at that forum. Then went to Onitsha. Then went to Awka. And came back to speak in Ibadan yesterday. So I've been speaking all through this week. And when I got on my bed, I felt like, oh, sleeping a bit more. But the commitment to work woke me up that I must be here. And before I also came to the show, I must also nourish my body. I must also nourish my body. So in nourishing my body, this morning before I came to join you guys, I had run for about 40 minutes. And that's the part of nourishing the body. So it is discipline that makes you lead in the world. It is discipline that makes you work effectively. Discipline. You cannot achieve anything if you are not disciplined. This is the sad tale a lot of people don't understand, and they don't want to understand. Okay, we're back on the stream now. But there are some people that have no attitude and no respect to work. So if you know I have no attitude and no respect for work, then there's nothing you can do successfully in your life. You will complain that the world is against you. Or maybe you should check your attitude to work. Maybe you should check your attitude to work. Maybe you need to examine yourself. And those are the things you need to work at.